Hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the Pete Jones...
Pete Jones...
Pete Jones...
Pete Jones
Show! We have right here Vanessa Ferreira. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good, thanks.
Are you okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. And actually, it's a bit of stroke of luck because, you know, not only did I give you, you know, ridiculously clear instructions that you then passed on to your taxi driver, who even then refused to believe that we knew what we were talking about.
Mind you, he was already 10 minutes late and then came and picked me up in a massive minibus, like a 70s looking minibus.
What is it about those?
I don't know.
I don't
felt
like
special.
That. I feel like I'm being thrown around.
It's like a tour bus, though.
You want the whole class to be with you, don't you? You feel like you're on an outing to the British Museum or something.
Yeah, I was missing a few kids.
I don't know. I'm not into those huge things. You know, a taxi should be a taxi.
I know, yeah. You know? I felt like I was taking up way too much space for me in this tiny guitar that I've got here, which is... 3/4 size guitar.
Anyway, even despite the minibus that pitched up, he still didn't know where the heck we were, did he?
No, he didn't. He took me off around the block, but I found you.
Actually, secretly, we quite like that. You know, we don't want to be found. We want to be listened to, but we don't want people coming around and, you know, waiting outside the door and taking us out. You know?
Mystery is a very powerful thing these days. You've definitely got that.
I agree. And especially with the stuff we come out with, that all sorts of people will be wanting our throats or our heads. Or
yeah,
something.
Definitely. You've got to keep secure.
Ridiculous. Have you had a crazy weekend? Has it been okay?
There's been a lot of chocolate involved because it's Easter and that happens. Not that crazy. A lot of sleeping, actually.
Sleep is good.
Yeah, not that long. Like wild, but I do love a good sleep. So my dreams are fairly crazy. So actually, I have had a very crazy weekend. It's full of, you know, strange mythical creatures flying around.
You've already answered my next question. Really? That was what you were dreaming about?
It's usually something a bit strange like that.
Mythical creatures?
It's usually swinging from either that or something very normal, like watching a conveyor belt go past for the whole dream, you know, like Generation Game.
You said normal, and then you said watching. See, I've never dreamt of a conveyor belt with things on it. That sounds...
Mine could be really... Or just shapes. Sometimes I'll just dream about a shape, and that's the whole thing.
Wow.
But I will feel the shape.
Okay. As in you will be the shape?
A little bit, yeah. We could start getting very abstract here. But...
I don't mind abstract. Give me your last shape that you were.
It was a piece of string, actually. I remember this because it was moving in front of... It was like a screen of a dream and it just moves around and the whole dream, it just moves and I kind of feel the vibrations of the string moving around and sometimes it made me feel sick and sometimes happy, but I don't know what that is, but...
I am absolutely enthralled. I want your dreams.
I don't want to tell dream therapists in case they tell me this is actually a sign of...
Have you ever looked this stuff up?
I haven't actually. No, I did, and I couldn't find anything about that.
You couldn't? There was nothing about...
There's just nothing
string.
To go on, is there?
I am a piece of string. You see, even again, I was thinking, I didn't even know string was a shape. But, I guess...
You know, it could have been something else. I interpreted it as a piece of string, but we can call it wire, or...
Yeah, no, I'm good with wire.
A dancing line?
Sure. Dancing line. Dancing line. That's probably what it is. Yeah. I just dream about falling. I'm forever falling. I don't like heights either.
Oh, dear.
When I'm awake, I don't like heights. When I'm asleep, I don't like heights.
Sounds like, I don't know, almost an anxiety.
Yeah. That's what all the crazy books say.
Yeah. Are you an anxious person, Pete?
Didn't realise that. My subconscious is never meet my subconscious. That's what I'm saying. He's terrible. Me, I'm fine.
It's
on
true.
The surface, absolutely fine.
Yeah, I got like a medical check and I was told that I was off the charts stressed. Like the doctor was like, I haven't seen this in 14 years. You are seriously running in for a something. And I was like, I'm actually so laid back. I'm like a hound dog, you know. I don't feel stressed any time. I've got a very quite relaxed life, actually. So don't know what that's all about.
So what's the universe? Maybe that's the string.
Maybe it's the string that's attacking me at night, making me feel stressed because it's not staying straight.
Isn't that always the worst? I think, you know, I've never done this before, but I think you're strung out. That's all I'm saying. That, there you go. That's the end of the session now. Thank you so much for coming. We've got other people waiting outside, if you don't mind. Moving along. So let's talk Vanessa Ferreira music, because we've done the dreams. That was good. I enjoyed it.
We went to the deep end.
That's awesome. Yeah. We'll come back to the string thing later, I think. What is going on? Because this is a big day for you. This is like a release.
It's the release. release day. Yes, my first debut EP that I made all by myself in my little house. And today is the day that it's all finally out. So all the months of work and tears and sweat and happiness is all right there in your hand.
That is so good. That is so good. And it's looking fab. You've got some great artwork and photographers behind you and artists behind you. Who are they, by the way? Are they local?
Oh, yeah. The photographer was a lady called Mimi Lomax. What a name. I mean, Mimi Lomax.
Mimi Lomax. Well, Lomax is a kind of a camera anyway. Is that why she's called Mimi Lomax? Or is that really her name?
No, that was actually her married name. Her maiden name was De Silva, which is even cooler because she's Brazilian and she has this big, like, Afro blonde hair and just amazing features. But she's incredible makeup artist, photographer. So she did the photographs. And then the graphic designs and styling was a guy who calls himself Indigo Ninja, also called Malky Curie. But he's just a genius and just pulled all my strange ideas together of, you know, strings and leaves and and just made me what I really feel like is a cover that interprets me very much so. So,
well, it is gorgeous and it's a lovely piece of artwork. And the photography on your website and everything else is stunning. It's absolutely brilliant. And there's kind of, because, you know, hearing you speak, I don't know where I'm going to kind of place you, somewhere in the Midlands or something, or like vague hints and shades.
I'm a bit of a confusion. I'm a northern...
Kind of Manchester
raised Colombian and in Bradford by...
Bradford. I'm useless. Obviously, clearly rubbish. But that's what I was going to say, the Colombian link. Were you raised in Colombia?
No, I was just... My mum is Colombian and she was the one who mainly raised us. So we had this very Colombian culture in our house and then we go out to the Bradford world and me and my sister are just like, what? Who are we? We don't make any sense. And then we went to Colombia, everything suddenly clicked for us. So I really do feel Colombian in that way, but raised in Bradford.
And do you do the trip? Do you go to Bogota or whatever?
Yeah, been there a few times. Not enough. I need to go again. Really feeling the pull recently, but I did like four times in a year, I think, around 2013.
Oh, okay. That's a good session.
Which was brilliant, yeah. And that's where all of this side of me came out, actually, after having spent so long out there. So,
well, does it really filter through? Would you say there's a sort of English-Colombian sort of fusion?
I suppose at first it was less so much the Colombian music, because I was actually just raised with instrumental classical music in the house because of my dad's side. But it was more the characteristics of Colombian, which is very wild, a bit outlandish, a bit, you know, free-spirited and so all of that stuff kind of came into folk music, which I love. So that made it a little bit more gutsy, I suppose. And then it was out then recently, just going to Colombia, that I heard all the more, I don't know, the folkloric music and the tribal skin drums and all of that that I really clicked to, rather than the old salsa trumpets that are a bit too bright. And that kind of musically then infiltrated into it.
And is that all in here? Have you got...
Yeah, we've got a charango there, charango player, which is a...
I was going to ask you what that was.
South American little instrument, 12-string guitar. Oh. Beautiful, it's very tropical sounding. We've also got lots of Colombian percussion that we played on there. All the drums, there's no drum kit. I banned the drum kit from this project completely and just did it all on these tribal Colombian skin drums made out of goat skin. Delicious.
Fantastic.
Sorry, that's... vegetarians.
Hey, you weren't eating the stuff. You're just playing.
I wasn't eating the drum.
That's fine. And anyway, the animal may not have even been eaten. It could have just been...
Exactly.
You know.
And it was used very well. I mean, he's had an amazing life for generations and generations of whoever's played this drum. So
there you go.
I'm sure he's a happy goat.
How long have you been in this fair city?
In the city? Mid-December. How long has that been?
Oh, okay. 4 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's flown by.
So you're a newbie. You're a well-welcomed blow-in.
Yeah.
As they say. As we all are, really. You know?
Is there any natives left?
Nah, they've all gone.
They all went to the sea, turned into mermaids.
They went that way. They went to... Right. Well, do text in, by the way, if you are, if this is insulting.
Any local natives? Sheer,
but scratch the surface of most Brightonians, and they tend not to be from Brighton. I don't think I'm speaking too out of turn. Yeah. I've been here 15 years, I guess, 16 years. But
where were you from originally?
Well, I don't think I was, but I came from London, but I wasn't. I'm not a London head. But I was in London 10 years before that.
I see.
But the rest, I guess Southern England. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But no, not really from anywhere.
Nomad.
But that's why I like, you know, that's why, you know, I latch onto anyone who feels they are from somewhere. I think that's a good thing. You know, it's a beautiful. So you've been here 4 months, but this is obviously recorded. Is this last 4 months?
Half and half, mainly recorded in my home studio in Bradford and then mixed and mastered here in Brighton.
Oh, okay. And so, but where are these musicians? That was what I was sort of coming round.
Yeah, they're mainly me and the, if you have a look at the credits, just because I didn't have
budget.
Well,
I'm just thinking of you
to hire everyone, but
Daniel
Charanga,
James on bass, and you know, Barbara Kempf, obviously. And
so
and
the charanga player was a lady I met at my old university, Leeds University, and she knew a percussionist called Tenley Martin. What a great name.
Tenley Martin.
She's this percussionist who also plays at Leeds Uni, and they just happened to be right there on my doorstep, these Colombian musicians, and I'm like,
wow.
Hey guys. So they got involved. Oh yeah, and then there's a lady called Jyoti Osan, who was a last minute person, and actually the fifth track on here called Anila was one that was recorded in Brighton because it was a last minute track that was done in about 2 days because I just felt bad about releasing a 4-track EP. I thought it was going to be another track. So Jyoti Osan is there's a long story behind. We met at this Beth Orton residency. She's amazing, and I needed a violin on this last track, so she came in,
she
helped
stepped
out,
in.
Saved the track, saved this fifth track that came in.
Well, would you mind grabbing that beautiful, as you put it, small guitar, but it is a stunning beast.
Can you grab some more?
You can ask me on air. I don't mind. Yeah. I was trying to work out the mime there.
I am a bit parched.
I thought she was going to go juggling. I thought,
I'm so thirsty, and I left my water in the other room.
This is so not time for juggling, I thought. But anyway, bless her. She's gone. That's it. She's gone. But anyway, that was Vanessa Ferrero. Oh no, she's back. So yes, we have Vanessa Ferrero in the studio. Do text us 07909 547336 if you want to say hi or say hi to Vanessa. That'd be lovely. Brand new EP out. It's called From the Uproar. I haven't found out why yet. I have found out, however, that there's some curious dreams going on here. And anyone is a dream head or a therapist of any kind, maybe leave us alone. We don't really want to know. Do we want to know?
Nah. I'm not traumatized.
She's not traumatized at all.
She's a balanced person in every
when
way.
When we peel her off the ceiling, she'll be fine. She'll be absolutely fine. Nothing wrong with her at all. So yes, listen, before you do play, what's the best place for people to find tracks online to buy this from you?
It has literally just gone up right now. It's all on my social media. You can follow the links there, which is just / Vanessa Ferrero Music. Or on Twitter, because I couldn't fit that in.
No.
It's V Ferrero Music. But if you just want to go straight there and, you know, ignore social media, please don't. Please like me.
Yes.
But go to vanessaferrero.bandcamp.com. Hold on.
Don't worry. Do you know what? You can also go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page, because earlier today I did put a link to your website where I figured they could find everything from. Is that a good sphere?
You have just reminded me I haven't put it on the website. Loretta,
that's fine.
Loretta,
that is okay. Come on, Loretta, where is she?
So my friend Loretta to stop.
So people, you want people to go to Bandcamp anyway. Is that a good place to go?
Yes,
to
and
find
the,
it?
The, I mean, it is going to be up on iTunes, but we had a little bit of a glitch, so we're doing Bandcamp for now.
That's fine. So, Bandcamp's a good place.
Yes, vanessaferrero.bandcamp.com.
There you go. You've done well. She's good. She's on message. And she's multitasking. She's all around. All her people are outside. They're all outside. They're having coffee. What are they doing, all those people? I'm just looking through the glass right now. Our technicians are, well, I think they're asleep on the job. What is going on in there? That is a bank holiday room, isn't it? That is crazy. Anyway, back to reality. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the track called I'll Be Wrong Again, which is the third track on the EP. And it's a bit of a montage song from when I was living in London for 3 years before I went back to Bradford. And then just going back to Bradford, my hometown, and just seeing all the old walls and all the places I made mistakes or the things I'd done wrong and how much I'd changed as a person and trying to fit it all in. Just kind of like overwhelmed by all these little bits of, you know, fragmented me. And I just thought, oh, I've made so many mistakes. And I just thought,
already?
I'll just, And I thought, I'm going to give myself a bit of grace because, you know, mistakes do help us learn and grow and all of that lovely mushy stuff. So I just thought, you know, I'm going to be wrong again plenty of times and that's fine. And it just kind of helped me think, put all those little things together and think, it's fine.
I think being wrong is living.
Oh, that is good.
I'd write that down. I didn't know. That was good.
I think it's the next
Someone
song.
Write that down. That's good.
This song is called Being Wrong is Living. Change the title.
Copyright. You are listening to the lovely Vanessa Ferrero, who is going to play for us now. Very live.
I'm here again, with no more to say but to hold these hands above. And the question burning most on my lips is, what have you learnt about love? And if my heart would be brave and my Lord would be saved again. Take the sun with your rain and say, I'll be wrong again someday. Ooh. I feel it all since you tore down my walls. Now the world pierces my bones. Every corner engraved by old harms, but this city still has her old charms. And if my heart would be brave and my Lord would be saved again, take the sun with your rain and say, I'll be wrong again someday.
That is great. I'll be wrong again from Vanessa Ferrero's brand new EP From the Uproar, released today. Crazy. Go to Bandcamp and do some work yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Go to Bandcamp and then search Vanessa Ferrero. That is F-O-R-E-R-O. And what is up there? All five tracks?
Yeah, five tracks.
She's just buried herself in a mug of water there. But that's good. That is fab. Now listen, how old are these tracks? Have they sort of been well worked?
That's a good question. They're from different eras of my life. I guess the first one was written a year and a half ago when I first started doing this thing. It's all very new to me, this, which we can go into.
But this is what I need to know. What's going on?
Yeah, and just to finish that question, the newest track was one just written a few weeks ago.
Okay.
That just escaped on there, which is the fifth track.
And then you crowbarred it in. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So where have you been on this journey of life so far?
Yeah, I feel like I've been everywhere. I feel like I've got around. So yeah. I started as a piano player for bands, keyboard player, synths, electro, all kinds of stuff, and then ended up sidestepping into a bit of film music, which is what I always wanted to do as a career, and it's what I ended up getting straight into, which I'm very lucky to do. So did that as soon as I was 20 at university, went to all the film schools and then did adverts, and then just been doing that for the last long time. And then I realised that all these, I mean, I still love film music, but you do get these very tight briefs, not knickers, briefs, they're like, you know, create music that's a mixture of Mozart mixed with Lou Reed that goes through a tunnel of crabs and comes out looking like a gypsy, something like that.
Yes, and you go,
something
okay.
Impossible. Yeah. Yeah, and you have to make this, Frankenstein, but yeah. A beautiful Frankenstein of fusion music, which is an incredible training ground. But I do feel very much like a tool and an instrument in that, which is the job, and it's very satisfying. So I ended up, and I didn't notice this until recently, Every time I finished doing a track, I kept picking up a guitar or a piano and just writing a song because it's so easy for me and it just came out. And I didn't realise why I was doing that. I just did it as a treat to myself. And then I kind of started analysing myself a bit more and my dreams. And I thought, I think I might be doing this to bring my voice centre again, because I'm very much connected to my musical voice, not in a weird hippie way. I was raised playing piano before I could talk properly. So it's very much my strongest voice and my, I don't know, the thing I'm most closest to, the best way I'm expressing myself. So I guess writing these songs for myself was just my way of saying, you're still alive, Vanessa, you know, you're still in existence, centre yourself, this is your voice. And I have, my biggest fear has been singing, public singing especially. My family have never heard me, no one's ever heard me. So everyone recently on social media that my friends are going, what the heck, what are you doing? Why are you singing? Where did this come from? Why have you suddenly turned and become this? And it's just because it's all been hidden behind this big fear of, you know, the song got buried behind all of that. And I've got hundreds and hundreds, and I've just never put them out because of the fear of being the artist and the person in the limelight. I'm much happier as the backroom dark composer and the keyboard player that gives the songs away. And I entered this, I mean, I don't know how much you want to talk about this. Someone sent me this, I was getting quite provoked by the fact that this was happening. And someone sent me this link that said competition for female composers. And I was like, oh, great. Had Beth Orton involved in it. And I was like, oh yeah, I grew up on Beth Orton's music. Fab. Don't know what she's doing with composers. But anyway, applied, didn't really have time to read through the thing even. I didn't think I'd win it. I submitted my film music tracks. I don't know why Beth Orton would pick that. But she did. Out of 350 other female artists, I got chosen and went along to this residency in Manchester and found out a bit more about what was happening. Basically, we all had to sing at the end of the week and perform songs. And I said, Beth, you know, you chose a film music composer. I even gave you, you know, soundtracks. I didn't give you any songs. She was like, yeah, but you mentioned that you've got songs. And I was like, yeah, but I don't sing. And she's like, everyone's got to sing. So I remember she went through all the girls. There was 10 girls that got selected. And it was like, came, you know, the ninth girl. Great. Okay. Who have we got left? Vanessa. Vanessa. Where's Vanessa? And I was hiding behind the pillar. I was like, what am I doing here? But a big part of me was saying, come on, you know, there's something in this. So I came out and I did the song Shaking. It was awful, but Beth just turned around and said that was one of my favourite things I'd heard. And I was just blown away and couldn't, I guess it's really difficult to see yourself, especially when you've hidden yourself behind in all these fears and insecurities, like, no, you can't do this, you're not that, you're not blah, blah, blah. So Beth just really flipped that around and encouraged me to be part of the show. So I wrote a song which you'll play, it's a song called Raven on there, which is one of the first ones I wrote, because I had to face this show at the end of the week of the residency. And all the girls are there sound checking, like, yeah, I've done this before. And I'm like, every swear word in my head right now. So I thought, I don't know what songs to go out on. And I was punching the pillow one night in my hotel room, just like, you know, come on, Vanessa, where are you? Where's you? Just do it. So I used to get called Raven by a friend who, whenever I was, you know, get a bit down, she'd be like, come on, you are not Vanessa right now. You're not old skin Vanessa. You are Raven. I'm pulling you out. And it's a little bit geeky. But anyway, the name was to kind of pull me into my braver self almost. So I started punching the pillow this one night before the show and just started saying, listen, you Raven, see what you're made of. And out with it came the melody at the same time. And I was like, oh, that's quite a nice ending to a song. And then just the lyrics just came out really super quick. They're a bit ambiguous, but it's just all about having these strange desires and wanting them to come out and trying to get control of myself and aligning myself. And I thought, well, there's a song that's going to help me stand on stage and sing. So got up there and sang this thing just as a challenge to myself, and was weirdly surprised that, I mean, I mean this dead honestly, I was weirdly surprised that I was still alive, because fear does that to you, doesn't it? It makes you think that you're going to die. And I was like, it didn't kill me. I can probably do this. I didn't enjoy it, to be honest. And I still struggle with trying to enjoy performing because it's been such a long fear. But there's this other thing in me, I guess, you know, the Raven side, that is saying, you know, there is something in this. And so I keep going towards this thing and it's getting better and better. And I have these little lift off moments of enjoyment. So, yeah, that's a really long answer to your questions.
No, it's fantastic. Just fantastic. And it all makes sense. There's no way I could have butted in anywhere because none of it would have made sense until the end. That is so cool and very groovy. But what I'm kind of... So were you a poet as well? Did you ever like words?
This was the funny thing.
Are you just not a wordy
before? I was terrible at lyrics before. Like I've co-written with artists and I've always been really bad at lyrics. And people have often said, like, you're not the lyricist, just write the melody. You know, right. We'll do that. I think it just came out of having something to say. And I didn't have anything to say until punching that pillow or going through a few hard times and just seeing myself a little bit clearer and saying, oh my gosh, who am I there? And
so without Beth Orton there, and without having done that, it wasn't like you had all these songs that you'd been writing but not letting people know them. They just weren't there. Well, you hadn't been writing songs.
I had been writing songs, but the lyrics were really crap, really bad. They were just like little, I'm heartbroken, but they didn't mean anything. They were I write a lot by vowel sound and they just didn't mean much. So it was only, this was just the first time it connected to me fully. And
do you feel it just kind of released a kind of innate dream that you've always had or just taking you on a journey that you didn't know you had?
Yeah, all of that. And it's very strange because I have never been one of those girls that have had a hairbrush mic to sing and had the dream of being the star.
Really?
Never. No, I'm
seriously?
Like the background girl.
I don't remember ever existing without
a hairbrush.
I was 3 or 4 and I knew all the words to all the songs and I was Yeah.
And I was the one analysing Hanson songs, thinking, how can these guys that are my age write?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I think I was jealous of like the chord progressions. But
before we play, we're going to play a CD track in a minute. But what's interesting to me is you almost said you could play the piano before you could talk and walk and stuff, but yet curiously these aren't piano songs, are
that's
they
the funny thing
They're
I know it
songs.
Is a whole new me, and it's what you said before, that this has released just a brand new version, and I'm like, I have always been this, and throughout my life I've seen those moments of pushing, and you know, my friends would say, why are you like that, Vanessa, why do you suddenly have these phases, and then I'd suddenly retreat, and actually I am now those phases. It's been me that me trying to break out, and now I am, which is this singing, performing, a little bit outlandish, a bit louder person. And I just feel I've clicked in every single way. And I almost don't care what happens to the music, because for me, this is such a personal success to just be on this road already.
So now you're here, where you are now.
Yeah.
Where, if you were coming back in 1 year's time, what do you want to have done in the last 12 months? Where's this going?
I'm always trying not to get distracted by it, because I'm just enjoying myself in making the music and just being this person. And it's so new to me. I haven't really thought about it, and I like to say that I like to learn a new dance when a new song comes on, and so I'm just gonna go with the music wherever it goes,
and not have this kind of.
I have some great structure. Friends for that. My friend Loretta is also my manager, and she's very good at thinking of that side of things, and I like to lean on that, whereas I'm just happy just figuring this out and try and be as authentic and keep this pure. And then, you know, I've done the music before where it's all been about the folks, the business, the label, blah blah blah, and it creates some strange music that you can't connect to.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Now listen, we're going to play a track from the CD. What would you like me to play?
I suppose we can play the first one, which is easy for you to just hit go then.
You're on my side, baby.
Yeah.
That's easy for me.
This one, it's called Heaven Knows, and there's a lot I can say about it, but I'll let you play it.
Let's get in there. We are going to play Heaven Knows. This is the CD version, the album version, or the EP version, if you will. It's just been released today. From the Uproar is the name of the EP, and you're listening to Vanessa Ferrero.
Heaven knows where we go from here now. Do we go or do we find another home? Oh. My fears hunger for a little hope. If it ain't real, is it worth to fool yourself? Thank you.
That's so haunting, man, alive. That's like a kind of, I don't know what's going on there. What is going on there?
So a load of Indian tribal people dancing around a campfire.
I didn't want to say that because I thought that would be kind of cliche and a little bit...
with feathers on there.
But it is, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and actually, do you know...
That was amazing. That's what I was thinking. But yeah. I didn't want to go down the Hiawatha route because I thought, oh, you know, that's just a cliche. But it's just... So you're going to... This is like... I was going to say, it's like the elephant in the room. It's like the feather in the room. What is going on here? Because we've got feathers here. We've got feathers there. You're wearing feathers. There's feathers in that song. I can hear them rustling against the mic. What's with the lovely, you know, the sort of American Indian, the Hawaiian
thing? Yes, a mixture of things. Mainly that I just like them.
Yes.
And I like the whole liberation and the whole thing.
Well, hang on, what? The liberation of...
Just, you know, feathers, freedom, flying, all of that stuff, yep. I suppose. It's weird, actually, this is very strange.
Yes.
Maybe some dream psychologists can read into this.
We're back, folks.
Yeah, but yes. Before I started absolutely loving feathers, which came along with all of this sound of music,
yes.
I loved keys and doors, and I even have one on a tattoo on
it. I didn't want to go there, but I couldn't help but see it.
Yeah, which is very strange. I'm trying to read into myself, like, maybe I did feel trapped. I don't know, because that's why I liked keys and locks. And then suddenly, now I'm not. I like feathers. So it kind of, I'm following my own poetry and symbolism.
You're saying this like it isn't you.
I honestly, I don't know myself at all. I have to look in checking myself.
If there's one person you need to meet today, it's you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we will introduce yourselves a little later on. I think I think it would be a match made in heaven.
Yeah, great. I'll like to meet me. But there is a whole other reason of the feathers as well, which is a symbolism thing. But it's a long story again, so maybe
okay,
we can
now
save
listen,
that for later.
You are one hell of a woman that is locked in with a lot of long stories.
Yeah, I know. It's a problem, isn't it?
Back to the elephant in the room, the real elephant in the room, probably. Is the obvious thing about your mum?
Yes.
Just give it if there's a brief way of doing this.
Okay, I'll try to go quick, and that will help us tie in with the feather thing.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
In brief, my mum was raised in Colombia in the 1950s, which was the height of La Violencia decade, is what they called it, which is where there was kidnappings, murders, awful things going on, and she was one of the kidnapped people. There was like 4 million in a year. She was one of them kidnapped. She was age 5. And she was left in a jungle to survive on her own. I think the kidnapping went wrong and they just kind of left the children in different parts of the jungle. And Mum was left there on her own. And there was like a whole night that she had to spend there where it's pitch black. There's no light switch. You can't call out for your mum. She walks around. And I mean jungle as in leaves on face. You can't move anywhere.
Proper jungle.
Proper jungle, yeah. So she ended up spending a night on her own, which was terrifying with things landing on your face and blah. Anyway, another night went by and another night went by and another week and another month. And by the end of it, it was 5 or 6 years that she was in that jungle on her own. And the only way she survived was by this troop of monkeys that was above her that would drop food because they would carry too much. So she would eat their food, but also learn how to do survival tricks and learn how to break into nuts and climb trees and everything from them. And eventually she could actually climb the trees, and they were so used to her that they just let her be in their troop. And because she had so much hair, they loved her because they would just pick through her hair. And she just said the best thing about it was the touch, the physical touch of somebody just touching your skin and your hair, because she'd not had that. And she just completely forgot she was human. She forgot her language. She walked like the monkeys. It is a bit jungle. I know it's...
No, but she was only 5. So yeah. you're going to forget it about 3 months when you're 5, let alone 5 years. Holding on to memories when you're 5 is so difficult.
Definitely. And she only remembers that she was going to have her 5th birthday, which is why she remembers that. So it's all child memories. So she lost all of that, so much so. And one time she was up in the tree. She'd learned to try to climb really tall trees, and she saw what looked like a different bald-headed monkey. And it was actually a human, and she didn't know that at the time. But she followed them and found this Indian tribe in the jungle. And she looked at them and suddenly was awakened to the fact that she wasn't a monkey. She was a different breed, and she was that breed over there. And so, which is why this awakening thing, the idea of the feathers, the Indian tribe, does tie into that for me. I felt like I had my awakening here. And for Mum, she had hers there. And then she couldn't quite settle into being one of the monkeys again, and didn't know what to do about that because she's trapped in this jungle. She'd tried walking around for miles and miles, and it's all the same. But eventually some monkey hunters came in, and she didn't know there were enemy or monkey hunters. But she saw that one of them was a female and felt some instant connection and memory. Oh, I forgot to mention that the Indian tribe actually refused Mum. She wasn't an Indian. And so she couldn't fit in with them.
Are you kidding? So she was...
she was left on her own, knowing that she was one of them, but was rejected.
Oh, my God.
So nothing against the tribe. Obviously, it's their tribe. And Mum was this very strange, feral, wild child that spoke in noises. And they probably thought she was demon-possessed or something that a shaman needed to get their hands on. So
actually, maybe for her, it's better that they didn't.
Yeah, probably. She instead got taken by these monkey hunters. And she was quite... happy and quite excited, thinking, I'm going to be joining my own race here. And sadly not, they sold her to what we now know as a brothel house, which we actually found and visited and found people that knew Mum, actually. She was sold there, but because she was so feral, she couldn't be used as one of the working girls. So she tried making her into a slave, but Mum didn't know how to twist things, turn things. She didn't know temperatures, how to clean things. She didn't know what a bed was.
She could hardly speak, I would imagine.
She couldn't speak at all, no. She was, like, filthy. They gave her two baths and she had a fear of water. She, toilets were terrifying. Shoes were terrifying because you walk and they make a sound and she's not used to that. Synthetic light. All of this was brand new. But anyway, she was a terrible slave, so she got beat up so badly. And the weird thing about animals is they stay wherever food is. And Mum stayed because there was a bread roll there every morning, so she didn't think she was worth much more. But after a year, she did, and ended up escaping to the streets of Colombia. She started up a street gang, which has some hilarious stories. There's like some... the kids are great. They were called Dago, Hugo, Ballera, and there was Marina, who's... my mum, whose name was Pony Malta at the time. She didn't have a name, obviously. No one had named her. So she got named after a bottle of malt drink, which was dark and short, which is like my mum, dark and short. So she was called Pony Malta. And they had this great street gang where they didn't injure anyone, but they did wonderful burglaries, like running up to women with skirts, pulling their knickers down, and they'd obviously drop their bags screaming. They'd run off with their bags. Harmless.
Genius.
Genius, yeah. So if you ever need to...
don't try it, folks.
I really shouldn't have given that one.
Folks. You were just about to say, don't try it,
no,
folks.
No, don't come.
We're community radio. We can't endorse that kind of behaviour.
Don't wear skirts now. Stop wearing skirts, Pete.
Seriously, even here?
You won't get burgled. Everyone wear pride trousers in Pride.
Well, there goes that idea. This is mental. Did she ever find her real parents?
No, we are still... seriously? Looking. We actually have a DNA test set up at King's College in London.
This is still ongoing.
Actually, last week there was a new DNA test from a family who had lost their child, and wasn't. And this is the worst thing. Just, they desperately want to believe, even though the results came back negative for them. They were like, "Please, no! Look at the photos. You must be our daughter."
I've seen stuff about tsunami kids, because so many people went... either obviously died or got displaced big time during the tsunami. Mm. And 10 years later, there's that kind of trying to reconnect between children who are a lot further down the river or wherever, and parents who are desperate for that child, who's now 10 years older. They can't recognize them, really. And there's the same scenario with DNA testings coming out false, and they're going, no, this is my daughter. I know my daughter.
I know. It's happened in several people, and which is why I keep my mum separate from this. She says, "Vanessa, you're fine to do it, but I don't want to see the families go off."
Now, listen, would you pick up that guitar and would you play us a song? I want to hear you talk this stuff for a very long time. And then I keep forgetting that you're Vanessa Ferro, musician, Ferrero. So dig us a song. What are you going to play?
I'm going to do a cover.
Oh, great.
Of California Dreaming.
Oh, fantastic.
That's fun. I haven't actually tuned up properly.
That's
so
okay.
I don't...
you can do it now if you want. By the way, you're listening to Vanessa Ferrero playing live for us, as you can tell, on The Pete Jones Show. Do go to The Pete Jones Show Facebook page, where you will see a link to Vanessa's website. There's a whole lot of stuff on there. Also, go to Bandcamp and you can check out Vanessa's brand new EP, which is called From the Uproar. Can you tune and talk? That's just a ridiculous question. I was just going to say, are you planning to play live at all?
Am I a multitasker?
I know you are a multitasker. Have you got any gigs lined up or anything?
I've just come out of production mode with the EP.
Yeah.
And... so I'm a little bit in that head at the moment, but yes, eventually, definitely. I've got a few coming up that will be online.
What we will do, I just had a text in from Antonia Redding saying, "Wow, what a story, Vanessa! Great show as usual, Pete." Do you know Antonia?
No, but it sounds like a Latino name, so I instantly
Antonia
feel
Redding.
We're in the
same... well, Antonia Redding is Redding. As far as I will get this
just
wrong,
made Redding Latino.
Why didn't I? How could you not? You know, you gave me the inspiration. Antonia Redding has African roots, Southern African. And I think
I've been to South Africa lots. I love it.
There you go. I think she's Zimbabwe. Correct me. Am I right? Am I right, Antonia? I'm coming over all ignorant all of a sudden. But you guys should get together anyway, because I think a gig of the two of you would be awesome.
I do need to do more gigs, but having just moved city, it's a bit tricky to get back on my feet. But I will be doing them.
Well, you should. And maybe, you know. Yes, I got it right. It was Zimbabwe. Thank the Lord for that. She's saying, can't wait to meet you, Vanessa. Well, there you go.
Oh,
there you go.
Amazing.
I think you should.
A new friend.
Yeah, but that's Brighton. Music brings you together. Now, what are you going to play?
California Dreaming. And just putting my own spin on it. And the reason why I've just had struggle tuning, I am quite recent to guitar. Yes. And I wanted to create a certain sound, this one.
Good.
And I just tuned it like mad. And apparently the guitarists are telling me I'm breaking my guitar as I do it, because making the string really high. So
they probably said the same to Joni Mitchell. She was crazy with her guitar, but who
this
cares?
Is extreme guitar playing for
there you go. I want to see
just
it.
Putting a spin okay, on
I'm,
that.
I'm gonna put my seatbelt on.
Okay.
Take it away.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is grey. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter's day. On such a winter's day. I stepped into a church, I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and I pretend to pray. You know the preacher like the cold, he knows I'm gonna stay. And California dreaming on such a winter's day. On such a winter's day. The stars are falling out the sky, and the wind is blowing me over land to the sunny side of this dreary land called home, where I'm California dreaming. Such a winter's day, such a winter's California. Dreaming on such a winter's day, on such a winter's day. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. And all the leaves are brown, the sky is grey. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. And if I didn't tell her, I could leave today. California dreaming on such a winter's day. On such a winter's day. California dreaming on such a winter's day.
Very Vanessa Ferreira there with California Dreamin' playing live for us on The Pete Jones Show here now. Text us 07909 547336 if you want to say hi to Vanessa or the show, or if you've got anything you want to ask Vanessa. I can't let you go. You're not going to go, by the way. We're going to play another track from the CD or something. We're going to talk. Yeah. You know, it's
I'm here
crazy.
All day. It's Bank Holiday Monday.
She's here all day, folks. She's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
So what's with the piano? Are you going to write songs with the piano?
Yeah. Do you know I should do? And actually, the fifth track on there, which is that last minute one, did have piano at the end.
When you say last minute, that sounds like it's probably I think this is probably slightly more polished than last minute. But you know,
the last one. No, it really was last minute.
Why did you feel you needed a fifth track?
Well, we were putting out a music video, which meant that there was then going to be two tracks out there, which only meant if people bought the record, they'd only have two tracks new to listen to exclusively.
Okay.
And I felt bad about that. Oh, so I thought, everyone needs a new track.
It's just give with you.
Yeah, I'm so generous. So I thought, you know, the fifth track was, it's just a pad droney thing. It's going back to my film music side, which I can do music very quickly in that vein. I don't need to play guitar for it. So I did that with a very nice filmic piano, and it's just a vocal and a pad, which is why it was quick. And it's all something in Spanish as well.
I'm nodding like I know what the hell you're talking about. It all sounds highly complicated to me, but you know, you make it sound simple.
That side's simple to me. This side is you, so I can do that bit very quick.
Now, listen, now you've got this amazing thing and you've you're there. Mm. What's the plan? Do you want to do some live sessions and gigs? I'm going back into the deep here, because this, if you were terrified to even sing, you know, what's performing life to you now? Have you broken that?
I've had enough moments of those little liftoff moments that I've got enough to go on to want to do it more. So yeah, it's still terrifying, and I think it probably always will be.
Yeah.
But that just means I care about it, and maybe it's this whole history of having a fear of it that's going to stay with me, and I'm just going to work with it because there's that thing that I've found that I really love in it.
Yes.
And there's like a whole new kind of kettle of happiness that's come out of performing. And when I've been on stage with girls that are banging drums, and I like working with girl musicians and having them banging these skin drums and some kind of native instruments, I just feel so at home. And it feels very me. So for the sake of that, I'm going to keep going.
Keep it going.
I can't stop. I'm going to die otherwise, Pete.
Well, we wouldn't want that. Not on my
watch.
I'm not having that on my conscience. You know what I'm saying? And what about the writing? Is that just flowing out of your nose?
Oh, I can never stop that. I've always been a writer. So,
but with the lyrics and the songs, you know, because...
Yes. Well, this is a whole new expression now.
Yeah.
It was always used to be on the piano, and I would play... I've got like racks of weirdest compositions from me just processing on the piano. But now this is more direct because you've got lyrics.
Yeah.
So
you can say something.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. It's really great for me to process. And when I'm feeling something, I just solidify it in the song box, and then I go, that's that. Great.
Okay.
I can move on.
And are you still doing the movie music? Is that like a career?
It's my day job. Yeah.
Got
so
it. Yeah.
I think actually at the moment there's a Waitrose advert with Heston Blumenthal that's playing at the moment.
Is that yours?
It's mine. Yeah. I got given 2 hours to do it.
Right on. Seriously?
This is the work.
Yes,
this
it is.
Which
I know.
Why I could do that final track quickly, because it's in that style. It's...
I have a very good friend who his career was that. You know, movies, ads, TV, and it would be, here you go, boom, chuck it out.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what? In the style of this and the style of that.
Exactly.
And that,
no social life. I feel so bad for my friends because they were around having pancakes at the time. Sorry, Charlotte and CK. And I had to do this track, but we'll get them around for pancakes next.
Listen, we're going to go out with one more CD track, because why not?
Hmm.
What would you like us to play as the final?
Well, after having mentioned it in that
yes.
big spiel of mine, we're going to have to play Raven, which is the one that I went out on originally as
yes.
Beth Orton thing. And it's also bringing in a lot of the Colombian sounds to it. So this is a very me track, I suppose.
So we're going to play Raven. It's from the brand new EP, launched today, 28th of March. Remember that date?
Yes.
Which is today. Vanessa Ferreiro from the EP From the Uproar. Go and buy it, folks. Go to Bandcamp. Support Lick Like... Squeeze, punch. I don't know. No punching. No punching. Only punch yourselves. There's links from the Pete Jones Show Facebook page to all things important for Vanessa Ferreira. There's also a picture of you singing your little heart out there, which you have no information. You have not seen. You have not okayed it either.
No, I haven't. I'm terrified.
It's okay. It's fine. I think you'll like it. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you and to hear you play live. Will you keep us really informed?
Definitely. If you're around the corner, I'm 10 minutes around the corner.
See, that's what we wanted to know. And if you've got any gigs coming up in Brighton or any new songs coming up, just let us know, text or email, anything. And we will keep everyone abreast of it all. Is that okay?
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Like. Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks.
Strange desires are running out of you.
Reverb 97.2, fresh and original.